USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Congress is continuing to work on legislation that would avoid a partial government shutdown at the end of the week. Funding runs out midnight Friday for six annual spending bills. Lawmakers are continuing to talk regarding the six measures spending package, but differences remain over how to fund the Department of Homeland Security, as lawmakers are at odds over how to tackle the border and immigration. Arguments in the case over whether the Biden administration's push to censor what they believe is misinformation on social media platforms has wrapped up. House Judiciary Committee Chairman, Republican from Ohio, Jim Jordan, who's been leading an effort to uncover a link between big tech censorship and the federal government, was in the courtroom during oral arguments. He says one of the justices was certainly on the side of the Biden administration when it comes to this one.
The big takeaway today was Ketanji Brown Jackson when she said to the Solicitor General from Louisiana, she said, "You've got the First Amendment hamstringing the government." Well, that's what it's supposed to do, for goodness sake. It was literally one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
President Vladimir Putin has been reelected to a fifth term in Russia's presidential election. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan gives his reaction to Putin's victory in a White House press briefing.
Nothing about the election outcome was unpredictable. Putin had closed the political space, had locked up political opponents. Some of his political opponents had tragically died. And so there was nothing free or fair about this election, and the outcome was preordained.
Health officials are urging families traveling to measles-affected countries to get babies as young as 6 months vaccinated. The CDC issuing a health alert about measles spreading across the world. It is recommended families get their infants the shot a few months ahead of the regular vaccine schedule if needed for travel. This is USA News.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh, my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, this video's galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Gas prices are once again on the rise. According to AAA, the national average price on Monday stands at $3.47 a gallon, marking a 7-cent increase from the previous week and a 19-cent increase over the past month. The spike in gas has played a significant role in inflation reports last week, which were worse than anticipated. The increase is attributed to heightened demand and refinery outages. Afghanistan's Taliban says that Pakistan carried out two airstrikes on its territory Monday, killing 5 women and 3 children. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre urged both nations to address their differences through means other than violence in a press briefing.
We urge the Taliban to ensure that terrorist attacks are not launched from Afghan soil. We urge Pakistan to exercise restraint and ensure civilians are not harmed in their counterterrorism efforts.
AstraZeneca is introducing a price cap of $35 for its inhalers, the pharmaceutical company announcing this on Monday, mirroring a move made by one of its competitors. The action coincides with independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and other Democrats looking into the practices of the 4 main inhaler manufacturers who are accused of charging Americans higher prices compared to customers abroad. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.